All right, next item on the agenda is public hearing, Chapter 4 VAC 2013-50, pertaining to General Oyster Planting Ground lease renewal fee. Deputy Commissioner Bowling, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Today, this is a public hearing for the adoption of a regulation pertaining to General Oyster Planting Ground lease renewal fee. This is to establish the application process, procedures, and non-refundable fee for lease renewals per the legislation that passed from the General Assembly in the spring. What the regulation puts forward is that it stipulates the fee for renewal shall be set at $150. It is non-refundable, and it is due at the same time of the lease renewal form. In order for the lease to be renewed, both the fee and the lease renewal form must be received before the end of the 10 years, or the renewal will be denied. In addition, for the renewal, it will be assessed according to the requirements of 28.2-613 of the Code of Virginia, and failure to meet those requirements will also result in the denial of the lease renewal. If the Commission denies the renewal, the applicant may request a formal hearing within 60 days. Also of note, this regulation was drafted in cooperation with the Aquaculture Management Advisory Committee, and they did vote in favor of it 7-0 with one abstention. Is there any
questions of Deputy Commissioner Bowling? Mr. Zetron.
In the past, we've had a couple of cases where a family member did not apply on time and then came back and said that they had a hardship or they had somebody that passed away or they were in Texas and felt they couldn't mail it back and those type of things. I want you to address whether there are exceptions to this, and then the other term of legal term of art is whether this is a time is of the essence. And basically that means that when the clock strikes five or whatever the day ends, that's it. It's over with. Those two things.
Sure. So this does provide for 60 days to protest the denial. So if we were to deny it because we hadn't heard back from you, which actually happens quite often, I believe about 6% of the leases that we deny now are actually denied because we just don't hear back from you. If you return, if we deny it for that reason, you have 60 days to protest that, and then they would come before you all. And you all will determine if the reason they said that they were not able to meet the deadline is sufficient. And so that decision then comes before the commission. You hit upon an excellent point in terms of what actually happens in the computer that we have that designates when leases are denied. And right now, the way it works, because we do have a lot of these cases, is it does say denied. We let you know that it is denied. And then it sort of holds in the computer for about 30 days. And I imagine that system will still stand. So we are still trying to work out some of the logistics. This is a new process for us. But again, they will have 60 days to protest the decision, and that will come before you all.
And prior to this today, we've had some of these situations, correct, then, that have come. In fact, so, time is nothing. Time is everything after the last case. Received a thank you card, a personal thank you card about how well the staff worked with this gentleman who owns significant ground, who has a significant operation as far as how we work with him to ensure that he did not lose his ground. Did that answer all the questions, Judge? All right, Mr. Leader. Okay. Further questions? Thank you, ma'am. This is a public hearing. Anyone here in the audience wish to be heard in this matter, pro or con? Ms. Husky, good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon, sir.
State your name for the record, please.
Kim Husky, Ballard Fish and Oyster Company. In the essence of brevity, wanted to let you all know that Ballard Fish and Oyster completely supports this renewal fee. Feels like staff at VMRC has done an excellent job of coming up with this number. Actually, when the General Assembly mandated this renewal fee, back in this year's General Assembly, the renewal fee was to be between $0 to $300. Ben did an excellent job of researching how long it takes him to renew a lease and came up with $150, and we completely support it.
Questions? Thank you, Ms. Husky.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Moore, good afternoon, sir.
Be brief as well. Good afternoon, members of the commission. Chris Moore, Chesapeake Bay Foundation. My colleague, Jay Ford, serves on AMAC. Much like Mrs. Husky said, we support this effort. Also, really want to thank the staff for the work that they put in to do this. It's been a long, long road, and they've done a great job building consensus, as you heard. Seven no with one abstention on this. That shows you all the work that made this happen successfully. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Anyone else? Seeing none, the matter's before the commission for action.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Tanker to approve staff recommendation. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dr. Neal. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Ellen.